Radio.
Meditations by Father John Vlada.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask pardon for my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Lord, once again we make that act of faith. I firmly believe that you are here, wherever we may be at this time, in our car, in a train, in a bus, at home, wherever we may be, you are here. You see us, you hear us, you know us, you love us. And in our prayer, we come into your presence to talk with you, to listen to you. And we open the Gospel of St. John to the 15th chapter, where, Lord, you are in the Last Supper with your apostles. And you tell them something that you say to each one of us, to all of us. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide. You chose me from all eternity. You chose every single human being from all eternity. You know me, you know everyone, and you have a mission for everyone in this world. And you tell us what that mission is. You have appointed us to go and bear fruit, and that our fruit should abide. And what is this fruit that abides? In the first place, our own holiness, our love for you, and that love that is shown in doing your will, responsive to whatever you are asking of us at any moment, to do your will, to be that saint in the world. This is truly fruit that abides unto eternity. But then that fruit that we can help you to bear in other souls, to help others to find you, and that they too may be with you forever in heaven. This is fruit that abides, and it is happiness here. The closer we are to you, the closer anyone is to you, the happier, because we have found the infinite good, who you are, and when we find a good, we find happiness. But you go on to say, if the world hates you, know that it has hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. And perhaps the world isn't going to hate us, but they might look down on us. They might laugh at us for our values, because, Lord, we are bringing you and your values and your law into this world, and the world doesn't want to hear of it. And you want us in this world, but you don't want us to be of the world. That is, you don't want us to be worldly. And if we were worldly like those around us, like so many, not all, but many, they would love us. We are one of them. We will do those immoral things that they do. We will laugh at their crude jokes and their language. But we're not that way. We are Christians. We belong to you, and we want to help them to be lifted up, to find a better way. And in the meantime, though, because we stand for something different, they don't like us. And perhaps they will look down on us, they will laugh at us as someone from a different century. But Lord, this is why we are here, to go out and bear fruit, fruit which will abide. And because the world will not love us, that is, the world in its worldliness, those who are worldly, they will not love us. For that reason, we need this virtue of fortitude, this willpower, this character, this strength to go out and hold fast to what you have taught us, to be steadfast in this belief, so that not only do we preserve our own faith and grow in holiness in the midst of a very secular society, but we help others to find you. You need us, they need us. And for this, we need that strength of will, we need the fortitude. And what is fortitude? It's the virtue that strengthens the will to pursue the difficult good in the face of the obstacles. We need a virtue to pursue a difficult good. And what difficult good are we pursuing? The difficult good, in the first place, of holiness, of love for you. It's not easy to do your will always. Throughout the day, to hear you, to do what you are asking of us, to help others, to be a Christian in the midst of an unchristian society. It's a difficult good. We need fortitude to pursue holiness, to pursue that plan of life, of prayer, of mass, of growing in virtue, of doing some spiritual reading. Day after day, we need willpower. We need fortitude. The difficult good of raising a family. It's not easy to raise a family in these times. And we need that fortitude to discipline the children, to discipline ourselves, to keep on going when we're exhausted. It's a difficult good to raise a family. We need fortitude for that. The difficult good of pursuing our career, our studies. We have to keep on working, staying back late at times when necessary, and we don't want to do that often. But sometimes we may need to do that. And again, we may be tired. But we have to continue. Continue studying, preparing for those exams. Continue working to do a good job. It is not easy. And even the difficult good of growing humanly, of overcoming our defects, our laziness, our softness, our love of comfort, our pride. The Catechism of the Catholic Church says of fortitude, "Fortitude is the moral virtue that ensures firmness in difficulties and constancy in the pursuit of the good. It strengthens the resolve to resist temptations and to overcome obstacles in the moral life. The virtue of fortitude enables one to conquer fear, even fear of death, and to face trials and persecutions. It disposes one even to renounce and sacrifice his life in defense of a just cause. The Lord is my strength and my song. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." That important human virtue, that cardinal virtue of fortitude that we need. And we need to stand firm because there are obstacles. We are pursuing the difficult good of holiness, of our family, of our career. And we face those three main obstacles that, in a sense, summarize all of them: the world, the flesh, and the devil. We might consider the world as the environment around us. And this environment today is quite hostile, Lord, to you. 50 years ago, it was very different. One turn on the television, everything was wholesome. People's marriages, in the main, stayed together. People lived moral lives. People went to Mass, to church. They prayed. Yes, they were human. Yes, there were always failings. But life was so much easier then. The internet didn't exist, on the one hand, with all of the good things that we learn there, but on the other hand, with those other sites that can drag us down and that have enslaved so many. Today, life is difficult. The world is not leading us to God. It never led us to God. But today, that current is so strong, much stronger than before. It is as if we were paddling a canoe upstream. In other times, the current wasn't so strong, and today it's very strong. And we have to paddle hard just to stay in the same place, let alone to go forward. And if we stop paddling, if we give up, we are going backwards very quickly, and we know that. This is human experience. Lord, grant us fortitude to stand up to these difficulties in the world around us. And then, in addition to the environment, the way people live, what we can see on television, on the internet, in the daily newspaper and magazines, the simple setbacks and problems that each one of us will encounter in life. Our computer crashes. There's a traffic jam. We have lost our keys. We get sick. Someone near us gets sick. The difficulties of life, they will always be there too. And we need the fortitude to continue in spite of those difficulties. And Lord, grant us that strength of will. And then we go to the flesh. And we can consider the flesh as everything inside of us in our fallen human nature, the effects of original sin. And we always have to battle against them, always against that pride, that exaggerated sense of self-worth. The vanity of thinking how good we are and what other people think of us. The laziness, the love of comfort, the love of pleasure, the sensuality, the self-centeredness, selfishness, and then our temper, which sometimes flares up, our moods, our impatience. All of these effects of original sin that weaken our human nature and make it difficult to pursue the good of holiness and those other goods that we have been considering. And Lord, grant us strength that yes, when we feel weak, when we feel like staying in bed and we ought to get out of bed, when we feel like not starting our work and we know we ought to start it, and to continue at it until the end, grant us the strength of will to do your will and not the will of the flesh. And then thirdly, the devil. The devil has always been here. He has always been active. Perhaps today he has more successes. He wins more souls away from you. And he comes with those subtle and not so subtle temptations. We all experience them. And we need the fortitude to resist falling into sin in those moments. Saint Jose Maria writes in his book, Furrow, "The Lord needs strong and courageous souls who refuse to come to terms with mediocrity, but will be able to enter all kinds of environments with a sure step." Lord, you need us to be those strong and courageous souls who don't want to come to terms with mediocrity. We can enter all kinds of environments, wherever we may be, with a sure step, because we are anchored in you, because we want to love you and help others to find you. And then the next point, number 417, a calm and balanced character and inflexible will, deep faith, and an ardent piety. These are the indispensable characteristics of a son of God. Or we might add, of a daughter of God, a calm and balanced character. Do I have that? Lord, help me to struggle to have it, a more calm and balanced character, an inflexible will. Do we have that inflexible will? Or do we give in to every whim, every desire of our flesh? An inflexible will that knows what is right and pursues it. Deep faith and an ardent piety. Because, Lord, we find our strength in you. Tu es Deus, fortitudo mea. You, O God, are my strength, my fortitude, my rock, my salvation. And the stronger our faith and the deeper our piety, the stronger we will be in this will. And he goes on, these are the indispensable characteristics of a son of God. And Lord, help me to examine myself. Do I have those indispensable characteristics? And then the next point, number 418. The Lord can raise children of Abraham from the very stones, but we must make sure that the stone is not crumbly. For though hard rock may be shapeless, it is easier to hew good stone for building from it. And Lord, help us to be that hard rock, not soft, not giving in to every whim, blown by every wind, but firm. It's not easy. And that's why we pray about it. That's why we examine ourselves on it. And if we ask, Lord, how am I going to grow in fortitude? The first means is to grow in love for you. The closer we are to you, the stronger we will know ourselves to be, because you are our strength. By ourselves we can do nothing, but we can do all things in you who give us strength. And St. John writes in his first letter, explaining why love is so important. He says in the fourth chapter, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. The more we love you, the more we will overcome that fear that we might have of what other people might think of us, to do what is right. It was this love for you that led Our Lady, Mary Magdalene, the other holy women, and just one apostle to be there with you at Calvary. Their love for you drove out fear. They didn't care what might happen to them, what others might say about them. Love drove out fear, and Lord, help us to love you, and we will love you and grow in love for you if we are regular in our prayer, if we go to Mass, if we receive regularly the sacraments of the Eucharist and of penance, if we read about you in the Scriptures and in spiritual reading. Our love will grow. Then we won't be swept along by this current. We will be anchored firmly in you. And then a second way of growing in fortitude, the spirit of penance and the acts of penance. We need mortification. We are weak. How will we grow in strength of will? By doing what we find difficult. By getting out of bed on time in the morning, by starting that job, especially that job that we have been putting off and that we don't particularly like to do. To go out of our way to help others. To live that self-discipline throughout the day, that order in our activities. And all of this is growing in willpower, is living in little ways the spirit of penance. And then, yes, that self-denial in food, in comfort, in the guarding of our senses. And all of this strengthens our will, because we are exercising our will in doing what we find difficult. And then to know when our fortitude is being tested, when we are being tempted, and to do what is right in those moments. And the first one, getting out of bed when the alarm goes off. How easy it is to stay in bed even for a few minutes or a longer time, But we have set the alarm because we know that is the time we must get up. And Lord, help us to get out of bed. We have won that first battle. The Curia of Ars says that the devil once said, if he could have the first minute of the day, he was assured of all the rest. Do we give the devil the first minute of the day by staying in bed when we should be getting up? And all those other tests throughout the day when we know we ought to do something and we are tempted not to do it, that we do it. Then we grow in fortitude. And then to dominate our moods. We have moods. Some people more than others. But there are days when we simply do not feel bright. And the people around us shouldn't know that. That we make the effort to smile, to be cheerful, to think of them, no matter how we may feel on the inside. If we don't dominate our moods, the moods dominate us. And then we make life difficult for those around us. And then those whims. And these are constantly there. In the midst of our prayer, we feel like checking our emails on our mobile phone or see if some message has come in. Lord, we can't do that. That we continue praying. And when we are working, suddenly the whim to go and get a cup of tea, a drink of water, to cut our fingernails, to check our mobile phone. Lord, and when we are working, that we stay at our work, that we don't give in to those whims, that whim to turn on television when we shouldn't be looking at it, the whim to stay up and watch something on television when we should be going to bed. And Lord, help us to identify those expressions of our whims throughout the day and ask ourselves, is this just a whim? Or is this something I should do? To make the distinction and do what is right, do what God is asking, and not give in to those whims which can so easily lead us astray. And we go back to Saint José María, this time to his book, The Way. And on the very first page, in point number 4, he says, don't say, that's the way I'm made. It's my character. It's your lack of character. Be a man. How easy it is to say, that's the way I'm made. This is the way I am. Don't expect me to change. It's my character. It's your lack of character. Be a man. And he adds in Latin, esto vir, which means literally, be a man. Have strength. Don't give in and say, that's the way I'm made. And then when our patience is tested, and it will be, patience with other drivers, patience with the members of our family, patience with people with whom we work, patience with our friends, with our relatives, and we feel like letting our impatience dominate ourselves. We can't do that. Lord, help us to dominate our will, to be patient. Especially when we're tested, when we're almost ready to explode, and we pray to you, keep me calm, keep me patient, because we know how much damage impatience and losing our temper can do. And then when we face those setbacks in life, they will come. The things that go wrong, the sicknesses, the deaths of those near us. The traffic jam, the car that suddenly breaks down. These are the little things of life, and sometimes the bigger things of life, and they come. But the person with character, the person with fortitude, doesn't give in, keeps on going, doesn't get sad, keeps on smiling, knows, Lord, that you have allowed this. All those setbacks, all of those difficulties in life, the problems, you have allowed them. They're part of your plan for our sanctification. The saint continues forward in spite of the obstacles. And for some saints, the obstacles have been practically insurmountable. But they overcame them because they knew, Lord, you wanted this. And we can ask, what do you want of me that I see as difficult? And I'm tempted to say, I can't do this. God doesn't want this. It's too hard. And yet we know God does want this. What are those aspects of my life where you are asking something more? Help me to identify them. Help me to pursue that difficult good. Fortitude can be likened to the spurs that spur the horse on to continue running, to jump over the obstacles. Just as temperance is like the reins, temperance dominates our desire for pleasure. And we need the reins to hold the horse back in its search for pleasure. In fortitude, we need the spurs to keep us going, not to give up in the face of obstacles. And then to face the un-Christian and at times anti-Christian attitudes and ways of life of those around us. To stand firm in that environment. Not to give in and go along just to be popular. I think of that student years ago who was very, very bright. And after their last exam, he, together with others, went out for a meal. After the meal, one of them suggested going to a nightclub. And this student, who was a very good Catholic, said, I'm not going there. I'm going home. If you want to go ahead, but I'm going home. Because he had the prestige, and because he stood firm, they all went along with him. No one went to the nightclub. I remember hearing of a hen's night, some ladies preparing for the wedding of one of them, and someone had organized for a male stripper to be present. And one of the ladies went up to this man right at the beginning, realizing what was going to happen, and told him that he wouldn't be needed. And even though they would have to pay him, she saved the others the embarrassment, the temptations that that man could have caused them. Do we have the fortitude to stand up in those environments? At times we are maybe in a film, and the film takes a turn that we hadn't expected, becomes very immoral. What do we do? Can be very good at that moment to get up and walk out and show others that someone at least doesn't like this and has the courage to do that. We need fortitude. Lord, help us to have it. And then when we are tempted to sin, and we will be, to have the fortitude to say no, to say yes to you. Then we come to the end of our life like St. Paul, who writes to Timothy at the very end of his life. This is St. Paul's second letter to Timothy, and he knows that he will be martyred shortly. He writes, and these are words that we would all like to be able to say at the end of our life, I am already on the point of being sacrificed. The time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. Lord, help us to be able to say that, because we have lived this way. We have continued running. We have continued fighting. We have continued doing your will, growing in love, and helping many others to find you by our strength of will. Then we too will receive that crown of righteousness. And we ask Our Lady, Mary, you had so many difficulties in your life, and you were there at Calvary, standing firm. Help us to grow in this fortitude, so that not only will we stand firm in our own life and grow in holiness, but help many other people to come closer to your Son, to come to heaven. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me in this time of prayer. I ask your assistance in putting them into effect. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
For more from Father Flada, visit fatherflighterblog.com. And for more talks, interviews, and shows, visit cradio.org.au.